The following is an oral history interview with Louise Berry. The interview is being conducted at 14145 Southwest 105th in Tigard. The date is October 20th, 1983. The interviewer is Linda Dodds. Now, Mrs. Berry, a lot of people have wondered about a typical day at the Pittock Mansion. Could we maybe start with getting up in the morning and kind of following the daily routine and activities in the mansion?
I'll try.
Okay, please.
Well, we all got up at, I guess around 8 o'clock we had breakfast. And we had it in the breakfast room. And Uncle Henry always read the paper first.
During breakfast?
Or before. And he usually had one at the table with him.
How was the paper delivered to the house, or do you know how he got it?
I think perhaps he brought it from the office the night before. And then we had our breakfast.
Who prepared the breakfast?
They had a wonderful cook named Jenny.
Okay.
And Jenny cooked all the meals, and Rose was the second girl that helped her, did the chamber work and helped with the dishes in the kitchen. And I know we always had grapefruit because that was the first time I'd ever eaten a grapefruit. From then on, we had grapefruit every morning, and then our regular breakfast, bacon and eggs or cereal, if you know. And Aunt Lucy, that was Mrs. Gattenbein, had a little daughter named Georgiana. And little Georgiana used to have to sit there until almost 10 o'clock after everyone had left because she wouldn't eat her meals. She was never hungry, so sometimes Aunt Lucy would ask me to sit there with her and try to help her eat something. So I'd often sit there with little Georgiana and try to get her to eat her breakfast.
And then what happened? What would happen at 10 o'clock?
Well, if she hadn't eaten, she was allowed to get up and leave. And the youngsters used to sometimes roller skate in there on the marble floors, which I thought was terrible. But they didn't have any other place to, there were no paths around the, up around the house. So once in a while, not very often, they'd skate in around on the marble floors there. They had to have some place to play. And then, after that, my aunt, Mrs. Pittock, would go in the library, and the chauffeur from the lodge, the chauffeur had a house, a separate house, right next to the big house. His name was Jim Hawkinson, and he would come in and get orders for the day. And my aunt would decide where she wanted to go for a drive. Sometimes I went with her. And we usually went out in the country or quite a ways away to take up most of the afternoon. And if she didn't go driving and it was a nice day, we sat out in the garden. And Jim took care of the garden. He lived up over, let's see. Yes, he lived up over the garage, he and his wife. And he was there taking care of the flowers all every day. And they were beautiful. There was a big garden across from the garage, where the garage is now. And it was terraced. And those terraces were just covered with every kind of flower you could think of. because my aunt said, I want a cutting garden so I can have flowers in the house all the time. And they were just beautiful. We used to love to sit there and just look at them. So quite often we'd sit there most of the afternoon, all of us.
Was there a greenhouse at that time?
No, they had the greenhouse built later. It didn't last very long because one cold winter they forgot to turn off the plumbing or something and it froze over and killed all the plants. But there were so many plants that didn't die that they hung on to it and kept it for a long time. But no one seemed to be very interested in it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, so...
And one day when we were sitting out in the garden, Peter Gattenbein was a little bit of a boy. In fact, his name isn't Peter, his name was Robert. But his nurse, when he was small, used to fold his diapers to look like a rabbit with big ears. She'd tie knots. And he thought it was Peter Rabbit. That's how he got the name of Peter, because he always carried him around with him. And one time we were all sitting on the grass. Peter was off by himself, and I heard him talking to someone, and I couldn't see anyone around, so I casually walked up in back of him to see what he was talking about. And when I got close, he said, "Now, God, you catch it. It's your turn." And he was throwing his ball up in the air. And I guess he was lonesome. There weren't any other children up there to play with. And he was telling God he wanted him to play ball with him.
Oh. Oh. Well, when the youngsters roller skated on the marble, did anyone supervise them when
No.
they were doing it? Or they just...
It just rolled around for a while, I guess.
My goodness. Well, which youngsters? You mentioned Peter and Georgiana. Were there...
And Rhoda.
Oh, Rhoda, okay.
Rhoda Jane. Mm-hmm. She had, when she grew up, she married Francis... What was his name? Well, that's funny. She was my favorite cousin. I can't think of his name. His father was president of the First National Bank. Adams.
Oh.
She married Francis Adams. And she had a beautiful big wedding up there.
Oh, at the mansion.
She was married in Trinity Church, but the reception was up there and we all went up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the stairway looked just beautiful. It was that bronze stairway, you know, and wood. And they'd have it decorated with real shiny, beautiful laurel leaves. It was all covered with these lovely laurel leaves and huge big oranges in between. So it looked just beautiful when she came down. She came down in her wedding dress down that beautiful stairway. And it was really quite a picture.
Were there other weddings at the mansion?
That's the only one I know. Aunt Kate married for the second time. Her husband had been dead for many years. That was Mrs. Hebert. Kate Hebert.
Mm-hmm. And she married Hebert there?
She married Lockwood Hebert.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a wedding was that?
Well, it was very quiet, just for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was married in a gray dress. I remembered her coming down the stairs, too. And I was a little girl, but I was disappointed because she wasn't dressed like a bride.
Oh.
I'd been hearing about the wedding. Mm-hmm. And that's all. I think those are the only two I went to anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, we think of these other family occasions. Were there any funerals or any baptisms or anything like that at the house?
No, I can't think of any funeral at the house. Mm-hmm. I remember we went to a funeral. I can't think of it was Mrs. Pittick or who it was.
Well, you were living at the mansion when Mrs. Pittick passed away, were you not?
I think I had just been there a short time when she passed away.
Oh.
And before she died, she called my cousin, Helen Van Houten, was there with her. We had a bedroom together. And she called us both in one day, or she told Aunt Kate to bring us in. And she gave Helen a beautiful topaz brooch with pearls in it. And I had always loved the amethyst one she wore. She has that on in her picture. So she gave the amethyst one to me. And that's the last I remember of her being alive.
She was ill for quite some time, I understand.
I guess maybe she was. I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to our typical day now, we talked about having breakfast, and you're sitting at the table with Georgiana until she finished her breakfast. And then you mentioned flowers and that sort of thing. What would happen after breakfast?
Well, as I said, my aunt would have Herman come in. She would give him orders for the day, where she wanted to drive to. And he would listen to her for a while. And then usually they'd have lunch, she'd have lunch with us, and then go off for a drive after that. And one time when I was sitting in the library with her and she was telling Herman where she wanted to go, there was noise outside the front door. So Herman went to the door and opened it, and there was a bear standing there with his paws up on the door. And so he slammed it shut in a hurry. And he said it must be from the city park. And sure enough, they lost a bear. So they came and got it. But after that, we were all very careful before we opened the door. For a while, anyway.
I'll bet. Well, was Mrs. Pittick able to go to places where she could get up and walk, or did she have to be, was she in a wheelchair? Or
yes.
She was.
That's why they put the elevator in.
Okay, so when she would go driving in the car, did she have to be careful where she went? That's what I'm wondering. Is she?
Well, I don't remember Fanny going any place, just sitting in the car for a drive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her ever getting out at that time.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, what sort of places would she like to go to?
Well, Uncle Henry owned some property way out on the east side somewhere, and we quite often went and drove out there and passed that. I know there was quite a clump of trees out there. I can't tell you where it is. And I do remember going up on Portland Heights. There was this little old grocery store. It seemed like that way out in the country. But it's right close to where I live now, called Strohecker's. And that was a little country store at that time. and we stopped there. She sent Herman in to get something. I can't remember what it was. But it was just a little country store. And now it's a great big, lovely market.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So, Caroline would go driving and, Georgiana would go driving and have Herman take her places, and then what happened?
Oh, I guess we all came back and sat around till dinner was announced.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a formal dinner at night? Or was it in the breakfast room, or how? What was
usually it was in the breakfast room at night, too. But on Sundays, we always ate in the dining room. And then it was more like a formal dinner. And I can remember what a good cook Jenny was. We used to have wonderful meals.
So what kind of meals did you have? Any that stand out in your mind?
Well, I know I loved the roast chicken that she had always. It seemed like we nearly always had that on Sunday. And it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And she made awfully good pies, too.
Mm-hmm. Were any of the foods that were served, were they from the property at all?
No. The only fruit I can think of were some apples. Mm-hmm. And they weren't very large.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember seeing anyone eat them except Helen and myself. We used to go down the garden and climb down by the wall and sit there and eat apples.
Did the family gather in a certain place before dinner at all?
They usually always gathered in the library. And after dinner, we all went in the library and sat around and read. There would be a fire in the fireplace. And a short time after dinner, Lockwood would go out in the kitchen and come back with apples for each one of us. So I remember that. It was fun. We always look forward to after dinner apple.
Did you ever have anything like games or music?
No, I don't think we ever did.
What about were any kinds of liquor consumed?
No, I never saw any at all.
Mm-hmm.
No wine or anything.
Mm-hmm. And so I gathered then the family members did read a great deal.
What is it?
I gather that the family members did read a great deal.
Yes, we all did.
Mm-hmm.
And the surprising thing was that Uncle Henriot was 85 at that time, and he read without glasses every evening. He never wore glasses. We all thought that was quite amazing.
I may have asked you this before, but do you remember if Henry had any favorite books or magazines?
If he did, I wouldn't know about it. I know he loved the newspapers.
Did he read other newspapers than the Oregonian?
I think he did. I don't really remember, but I remember hearing him talk about other papers. But he thought they didn't compare with his.
Sure. Were there a lot of different books available in the library, or?
Yes, the library was full of books. And magazines on the table.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So the family would gather in the library again after the meal, and then what would happen after you were in the library?
Well, sometimes I went to a symphony concert with Aunt Lucy. She's not really my aunt, she's my cousin. But she was so much older, we all called her Aunt Lucy and Aunt Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often she'd take me to a concert, usually up at the old auditorium.
Were the Piddocks early or late risers?
Well, I think we all got up around 7:30 because breakfast was always at 8 o'clock.
Mm.
And they wanted everyone to be there at the same time.
Mm.
When we go to the symphony concert, I remember it just seemed so funny to me. We'd wear long dresses, and Aunt Lucy had a lovely big Packard car, but we always went in this little bit of a, I forget what you call them now, but it was a little bit of a car. And it was easy to get around. She could go to the market in that park where she couldn't, her big car.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went to a symphony orchestra, we'd get out of that little bit of a car with our long dresses. And it seems so silly to me. We never, for some reason, we never went in the big car at night to the concert. I think it was kind of out of the parking.
Well, then the driver didn't drive you to the concert,
no,
you're saying?
No, usually members of the family would go together.
Was Mr. Piddock interested in the symphony?
Not to my knowledge. One time, my aunt took Helen and myself down to the beach, down to Seaside for the summer. We'd had a wonderful time. Herman was there with the car. And she'd let us have him drive any place we wanted to go. We often went to Astoria to get those centennial chocolates. We thought that was a lot of fun. And I think we got my aunt to go to a movie once. She'd never been in the place before, and her two daughters were just horrified to think that she'd go to a movie. But Helen and I talked her into it. And there was also, her nurse had a daughter that was married and lived in California. But she came up and spent the summer with us so she could be with her mother. So the three of us got Aunt Georgie to go to a movie. And then one evening we went down to Seaside. We were living in a boarding house that summer. And we went down with Uncle Henry and we took him to a movie. And they couldn't believe it and we couldn't either because he never went any place. Especially not to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But we got him, he stayed with us the whole evening.
Isn't that amazing?
And I thought that was just, well, he'd never been any place that we knew of before.
He must have been very curious about the movie.
I think he enjoyed it, but he didn't say so.
Uh-huh.
But everybody else in the family couldn't believe that we got him to go.
Why do you think the Piddocks were not interested in movies?
Well, I don't know, unless they just hadn't thought much about her or heard much about them. Just thought that they wouldn't be interested in. They liked music, good music, and things of that sort. But I think they thought movies weren't quite up to their standard. I don't really know, but I know the rest of the family were horrified when they found that we got Uncle Henry there.
Let's see. About the children, I just wondered if, were there any grandchildren there besides the Ganton Vine children?
No.
Okay. Did Susan or Caroline or Kate have, or even Fred, have, I guess they did have children. Yes, of course they did. They had children of their own when you were living there.
Kate didn't have any.
Okay.
She had had a baby boy by her first marriage, but he died when he was an infant. Mm. And that's the only child she ever had. And I don't remember of any of the Ledbetter children ever coming over. Not while I was there.
Well, the Ledbetter children, Mrs. Meyer said that they used to come when, for holidays, they would come at Christmas time. They'd come to the mansion.
Oh, well, and not while I was there.
Okay.
When I was there, we had a big celebration every Christmas Eve. Uh-huh. And most of the time, Rhoda would decorate the house, and it would look beautiful. There was a silver wreath in every window, and Lucy would hang different colored balls in the center of it, tied with a silver ribbon. And they'd hang down the center of the silver wreath. And from the window outside, they looked beautiful. And they always had such a big tree. They would put it in the hall, in this marble hall, and it would reach, the top of it would reach the ceiling of the second floor.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's a balcony built like this. And one part of the stairway goes up on the left and one on the right. So that tree was large enough to go up and touch the ceiling of the second floor. And it would be covered with presents underneath.
Amazing.
And one year, Rhoda decorated we had a buffet dinner. And she had a bright red oilcloth on the table. And she'd made a big cornucopia and filled it with fruit and vegetables. I remember one was a beautiful purple. Oh, I forgot what I wanted. What are those purple things?
Plum?
No, it was about this big.
Hmm.
Well, isn't that funny?
A fruit?
It's a vegetable.
Oh, a vegetable. Purple. Hmm.
But there would be oranges and fruit and then some of these vegetables. She had shellacked each one.
Oh.
And it looked beautiful on the red tablecloth coming out of there.
So she decorated the table. And what else? Did you have a special meal that you had for Christmas time?
Well, we always had a lovely dinner, I know. Then later, when I didn't live there anymore, my husband and myself and our children were always invited up for Christmas Eve. And Aunt Lucy we'd have dinner in the music room in front of the fire. And we'd all be at small tables around the room. And she would have a little Christmas scene on each table with these darling little hand-carved wooden, not toys, but little, well, Santa Claus climbing over a fence or a chimney and little fir trees around it. On each table, she'd have these darling little scenes of Christmas. The little wooden figures were all hand-carved from Germany. They were just beautiful. That was at each one's place. And after a lovely dinner, then we'd go out in the hall and get our presents. And after that, it was bedlam. The children would have fun, and we all just milled around and had such a nice time.